This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special thanks goes out to all of our great military men and women who are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world via satellite. Now, I also want to say hello to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers, too, and also our United States Coast Guard for the great job they do keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting our mail for delivery later today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And do not forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, 7 minutes past the hour. Here she is, Ms. Rosemary. Howdy, kiddo.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody in Third Watch. What an emotional roller coaster day yesterday was. You know, we can't hit everything in one, but boy, I'll tell you, I was watching some specials I couldn't get away from because they were specials. One of them happened to do with a memorial they were doing in Manhattan on for the 9/11 people, and shockingly, I mean, they had firefighters. They were talking about how in 9/11, and wait till I've already got my message ready for 9/11. You know, we always do, but that's a long way away. But they were saying how they didn't even have masks. One was in a wheelchair. How they're suffering from oh my gosh, it was.
That's what I've been saying.
That's right. And I thought of you, Captain. It was very emotional, along with another thing about a nonprofit guy. I was telling the Captain, I'll tell you, yesterday was a roller coaster day. But sometimes you just can't get away from it. And then came the farmers who lost everything and the storms and the tornadoes. And, of course, I've been on that all week. But I want to tell you something. In my prayer time, late yesterday evening, I was listening to my inspirational music. I do that in the background to kind of, you know, just help me with my prayers. And Matt Maher, who's a writer of many, 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 many songs. I didn't even know he wrote so many. There's a song that he puts on, a few words, that it's called Lord, I Need You. And I thought, that covers it all. That is it. And I wept and I wept. And I'm going to put a few of these words on here for you because this is how, you know, there's just so much. This was especially, and by the way, he's got the sweetest voice. There's such a sweetness coming through. You know, it just melts you. And this is for all of you that have lost your farmlands, and we're still going through it. The tornado, the horrible, horrible floodings, which don't seem to stop, but they will, I promise you. But when it's up to God, but these words are more, I think, for you because you're the ones I felt for at the moment. And actually, though, it's for everyone that's going through things. Lord, I need you. And these are part of the words. Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Every hour I need you. You're my one defense, my righteousness. Oh, Lord, how I need you. To teach my soul to rise to you when temptations come my way, when I cannot stand, I'll lean on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. You're our one defense, our righteousness. Oh, God, how we need you. And, you know, he sang this so beautifully, and I was just weeping because this is for you all. I mean, really, this is the way I feel. If I could just come and take your hand and guide you all through the things you're going through. But, you know, there is a God, and you have your angels, and don't forget that. So, and also, I didn't do any blessings this week because I couldn't. I know some have asked me. There have been too many things going on. I've had messages. But next week, we're going to do a couple of them. We'll do double ones. So how about that? And then there's something that I said when I first, I remember it. I don't remember everything about when I first came on the show a long time ago. But I remember saying, you're going to need these words so very badly. Don't ever forget them. I think now we really, really do. We're right at the... We've got good leadership, which when I first came on, we did not. Now we do. And it's very, very important that we follow through on 2 Chronicles 7:14. And I want you to never forget these words as I go off this evening for the week. And that is this. And he means it. God does not give us promises and then back out on them. But a lot is up to us. And he stated this. If my people... who are called by my name. And that's a lot of you on this that are listening to me now. We call ourselves good people, Christians, God-giving. Well, then that's who he's talking to. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their ways, seek my face, and do what? Pray, I will heal your land. Dear God in heaven, this land needs healing. From coast to coast, shore to shore, I pray that you will hear us in our humility. We love you, God, and I'm just going to put this prayer over you all, and don't forget those words. They're very, very important. If God says he can heal our land, God is saying, I can heal your land. There's no other way you can put that. I have confidence in our leadership. Our president's going nowhere. That's of God. That's a God thing, okay? Let's not be nervous about that. And you people that are fighting all this on the left, you're going to have to stop because it's going to show your real selves up more and more. And, you know, you're losing ground every day. I promise you, you're just losing ground. So have faith, everybody. Remember, God loves you, and I love every one of you so much. I pray for all of you. Don't forget, God does not break promises, and we cannot break them either. Thank you so much, Captain. God bless you.
All righty, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, you can call in and opine. Kathy's going to give you the number here in a minute. By the way, I'll tell you something when we come back about the farmers. They're not quite as bad off as you think. I know from first-hand personal experience growing up on a farm. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Thank you very much, Mr. Frank, and Frank will be on in hour number four. We want to be sticking around for that because we're going to be bringing up a lot of different things. And by the way, when Denise Simon comes in, we're going to talk about a very strange circumstance that's been underreported. It's been reported in a few circles, and I did post it out there myself yesterday on the internet, on the Facebook page. But it pertains to North Korea. And wait till you hear what's going on in North Korea. Denise and I are going to be talking about that top of the hour here coming up. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by my good friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe is located inside Mixon Fruit Farms. Now, Mixon Fruit Farms is a Florida vacation destination because it's listed there as one of the historical sites that you might want to visit should you come to Florida. So for those folks that are there, or those folks that are coming down, it's located in Bradenton at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton, Florida. And to the folks that don't know about this, that live there in Bradenton, the Mixon Groveside Cafe is definitely, I would call it, the hidden gem of Bradenton, because they've got some great food that they make there. All home cooked. The bread they serve is all homemade, made fresh daily. And I'm going to be down there. I think I'm going to take a drive down there Saturday just to go down and have a little bit of lunch. And I believe this time I'm going to do the forklift burger, which is really pretty doggone good. Large and in charge, seasoned to your perfection, and your choice of cheese, and it will not disappoint you. I'm going to have one of those, I believe, with their, and then I'm going to finish it off with an orange swirl ice cream cone. Wouldn't forget about that one. But anyway, Mixon Groveside Cafe. Visit them today. You can call ahead if you want to place a to-go order at 941-748-5829. They are located at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, inside Mixon Fruit Farms. So there you go. And check them out, and I'm telling you right now, you'll be glad that you did. Well, wouldn't you know that John Brennan, the gift that keeps on giving, is not going anywhere. Listen to what he had to say again yesterday on MSNBC, the new place where he's decided to hang his hat. Listen to what he had to say yesterday about Mr. Mueller.
Mr. Brennan, let me come back to you for just a moment here before we go to Hans Nichols at the White House. Director, based on what we have seen and what we have heard from this Congress, is there any reason to believe that they are going to, in fact, act on Special Counsel Mueller's recommendations or even that nine-minute statement we just got from him?
Well, I think Bob Mueller's public statement today is going to give momentum to those who want to move forward with impeachment hearings. I think there can be no doubt about Mr. Mueller's message that the obstruction of justice issue is not resolved and that there needs to be follow-up action on it. So I do think it's going to give some additional momentum to them, whether or not they're going to decide to do it. As I already pointed out, this is not just a legal issue, it's a political issue, and obviously there are political considerations. But I think the cry for impeachment is going to increase, and it's going to be interesting to see how the White House and Mr. Trump reacts to a very clear and I believe very pointed statement by Bob Mueller.
Gee, I wonder how he knew all of that. Birds of a feather, right? But here's the other deal. Think about this for a second. John Brennan's butt is out there hanging in the wind, literally, because he's one of the people that has been, since the beginning of this spying on the Trump campaign, he's been up to his eyeballs in it as a director of the CIA. Make no mistake about it. Now, had there been other people? Sure. James Comey? Everybody's pointing fingers at James Comey right now. Why? Because he was the first guy to sign on to the very first FISA warrant. And you had to know that the stuff that was in there was not true. You had to know. All you had to do was a little verification on your own. Oh, that's my buddy Sam, and Sam says, this guy steals, okay. And, yeah, we'll go ahead and we'll do this. Sure. Sure. And I'm just throwing that out there. It doesn't mean that what I said is true at all. It just means that this is how ridiculous this whole thing was to begin with and how this got started. But Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Loretta Lynch, more than likely Susan Rice. I've already told you that Joe Biden was involved in the initial stages of it because of the closed-door meetings that they were having. And the vice president was a part of that group that was meeting early on. Now, whether or not he stuck with it or not, I don't know. But you had to believe that he knew what was going on. You had to believe that it went into the White House itself. You had to believe that the president knew what was going on. You just had to believe that. And when he came out and he said, "Oh, we don't spy on this, and we don't do this, and we don't do that," remember what I told you, and cement these words in your mindset forever. Look in the mirror. Whatever you see, whatever you've done, blame it on the other guy. Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. Period. End of statement. Believe it when you hear it coming from the other side. When they accuse the conservatives, when they accuse President Trump of doing something, they're just sounding the alarm for something they've done themselves. And we all get it. We're no longer just hanging around the edges going, "Oh, gosh, looky there, Fred." We're no longer just sitting there sucking all this stuff down like we're drinking the Kool-Aid. We're not doing it anymore because they've been caught in their own game. And it's about time, isn't it? It's about time. Now, In case you didn't hear, the Border Patrol set a record apprehending 1,036 migrants attempting to illegally cross the southern U.S. border east of El Paso, Texas, snapping the previous high of 424 set last month. Now, a majority of these migrants were coming from Central America's northern triangle, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. But the rest of them, Cuba. But they weren't Cubans. Some of them came in through Cuba, were from the Middle East. They were Chinese. They were Arabian. They were from Iraq. Some from Iran. Some from Jordan. Some from Syria. All mixed up in this mess. Wowzer, right? Wowzer. All right, let me see here. I think we got Dan the Man on the line. Is that you, Dan?
Hey, after the Mueller so-called press conference yesterday,
yeah.
I was just made a statement. Every now and then, term limits comes up for elected people.
Right.
You know, this goes to show you, if you're going to term limit anybody, it's bureaucrats.
Sure.
You know, this shows you another teaching moment is everything in Washington, D.C. is political, including the director of the FBI.
Yep.
You go back to Watergate and see that.
Yep.
Whether it was Mark Felt or J. Edgar Hoover. Well, let me tell you, I think the best directors of the FBI always got in trouble for being boring because they tried to stay out of politics as much as they could. Freed comes to mind back in the 90s. You know, they said he didn't play their game. You know, he tried to run it like an agency. But Comey, Mueller, they were just big. Comey thought he was even smarter than the President of the United States. Bush should have fired him his first couple years in office, especially the way Comey treated Ashcroft when he was in the hospital during 9/11.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy, he doesn't play with the full deck. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the way I view it. I mean, you can't have that much concentrated power into one bureaucrat's hand, and he doesn't answer to anybody but himself, possibly the president. But then, as you can see what he did with Trump, he tried to blackmail Trump. Hey, we got this dossier. I'm just, trying to tell you what's in it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was his baby. He's a blackmailer as well as he is anything.
Here comes the music, so I got to let you go. So maybe we'll hear from you on the weekend show.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow night.
All righty. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. That's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. But that music comes up. That means it's time to take a break, and that means here comes Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
It's all about Russia, Russia, Russia. They don't talk about Russia anymore because it turned out to be a hoax. It was all a hoax.
President Trump ripping into former special counsel Robert Mueller, telling reporters in Washington before he heads off to Colorado, "I think he's a totally conflicted person. I think Mueller is a true never-Trumper."
And then they say, gee, he fought back. Isn't that terrible? He fought back. Of course I fight back. Because it was a false accusation. A totally false accusation. And it's a disgrace. It's a very sad period for this country. And I think in the end, I will consider what's happening now to be one of my greatest achievements, exposing this corruption.
Now, President Trump, the commencement speaker at the U.S. Air Force Academy, shaking the hands of all 989 graduates. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for this first Veterans and Military News Report, brought to you by our very good friends at National Aviation Academy. We had Bo in studio yesterday. He answered questions to seven of the listeners that were out there, and I'm pretty sure that somebody's going to be stopping by today from Sarasota, and we will be right back right after you listen to this message.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now listen up, guys and girls, especially to all you recent high school graduates. You know, a lot of you are not going to go right off to college right away. Maybe you got a part-time job, or maybe you got a full-time job and you're doing what you're doing, and you're just going to kind of sit back and be selective as to what you do next. Well, let me kind of push you along a little bit and steer you in a direction that could make you a lot of money and be the best decision you ever made in your lifetime. Now, I got an idea for you. It's called the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in Tampa Bay. And in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. Let me repeat that part of it. Unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, I mean exactly what I'm saying. While you may start out as $50,000 a year, that might be the base, by the time you get done, you can work your way all the way up to a $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, maybe even a $90,000 a year job very quickly because of all the hours that you would be given to be able to work, because this is a very highly in-demand, sought-after position. Lots of aircraft need to be worked on. Lots of work to be done. Job security is an understatement of the year when it comes to an aviation maintenance tech. So check out the National Aviation Academy online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, that number again, 800-659-2080, to find out more. Tell them you want to take the tour and tell them the captain sent you, and that'll open the doors wide open for you, and you'll get the great white gloves treatment that they have to offer. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, 800-659-2080. Well, General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, has said that as the services work out of a funding and readiness hole brought on by the global war of terror and budget gridlock in Congress, both the Navy and the Air Force have signaled that they'd like to grow, not just in end strength, but in ships and in aircraft. So the military shouldn't just grow for the sake of it. It should grow for a specific reason, so says General Dunford. Now, the Russia probability of not adhering to a nuclear test ban is highly probable, so says the DIA director. We'll see how that works out. Russia and North Korea and Iran all in the same mix. I think they're all operating on the same wavelength, and I believe Russia's calling the shots there. Now, though the Defense Department announced that just under 1,000 American troops will be headed to the Middle East, specifically in response for concerns about Iraq, and about 1,000 troops are being rotated in to the border, southern border with Mexico. It's not depleting or taking away from the overall missions of the military. Again, so says Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Joe Dunford. People are concerned about stretching ourselves out too thin, but the situation on the border is a no-brainer. We have an emergency situation going on down there. Make no mistake about it. I told you about the health emergency now showing up in Los Angeles and other cities in California. With the, of all things to be coming back, typhoid fever. Haven't seen that in 100 years. And it's coming back because of the disgusting conditions on the streets in L.A. and San Francisco and other places with the homeless. Now, the Trump administration is worried that weapons carrying the Made in China label are becoming very visible in Middle East battlefields. Well, yeah, because China's making what they make and shipping them all over the place, you bet. But then again, so aren't we. And assault, fraternization, harassment, and punishment by the 13th Marine Expeditionary Unit deployment team back in 2018 revealed an atmosphere that could cost some people their jobs in the Marine Corps. We'll see. To be continued, as they say. To be continued. Now, there's five defense bills that are working their way through the system that we need to veterans need to pay attention to and realize that if we don't ask our legislators to do what the right thing is here, that you may not get some of this done. First of all, an active duty pay raise in 2019 is projected to come in at 3.1%. The proposal matches the projected private sector wage growth in 2019. The pay rose would be the largest in a decade, more so than what they just got last time around. And TRICARE is in danger right now because TRICARE fees are going to be going up and 18,000 medical billet cuts are going to take place, providing more usage of the Veterans Choice Act, where veterans will be able to go to doctors of their own choosing rather than having to go to the VA. Now, again, keep in mind the purpose of the VA to begin with was to take care of the priority combat wounds, to begin with, combat wounded soldiers, and then everybody else that fell into line that was in the military. It's kind of gotten a little bit away from that. And members of the House Appropriations Committee right now, the issue that they're working on with the House Armed Services Committee, the defense bills being worked together later this month in June, we'll see what happens. But again, stay in touch with your legislators, your congressmen and your senators about all this. And the Ensure Safe Housing for Military Families Act is also being moved around. Want to make sure you keep that going to take care of the conditions in some areas that were just deplorable on some of the bases. And then there's the concurrent receipt. The draft text of the defense bill currently does not contain language to expand concurrent receipt. Now, lawmakers need to be pressed to file an amendment to include language to expand concurrent receipt and to support it, especially for disabled military retirees, because that's predominantly what concurrent receipt is for. So, that being said, you got a lot of work to do, ladies and gentlemen. Your congressmen, your congresswomen, get a hold of them. Call them at their offices or call them in D.C. or go see them when they're at home in the district and say, hey, Captain was talking about these bills, defense bills. What's your status on them? What are you going to do? Are you going to vote for them? Are you going to keep things going? Are you going to help out the veterans? What are you going to do? And then hit them up about immigration and say, when is somebody going to come up with something pertaining to immigration that's going to work? How do you like that? Let's see what the answer is on that. I bet that would be fun. Just saying. All right. Well, the Captain's America Third Watch continues to roll along, and I'm going to be right back with my next Trucker's Highway Imbiber report right here. And we're going to take a look and see where that severe storm went in Texas and whether or not there's still some things to worry about down there, because it looked like there was going to be. Okay, I'll be right back with more. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, all of the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay for you folks coming on down here, especially you folks from Canada and up there in the snow belt and wherever it's snowing and you're going, I've had enough, I'm going to Florida. And this is brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. By the way, Freedom Boat Club, 168 locations across the United States. They have reciprocity. If you...
there. I'm eastbound to Quattro Bandit Run.
All right. righty, Jerry Reed and Company from Smoking a Bandit. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. All right, severe thunderstorms are possible today for Wisconsin over to Michigan and Virginia to North Carolina. There'll be an elevated fire weather condition for portions of Georgia and South Carolina. And keep your eyes on the sky in eastern Kentucky, the hills of West Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, as we may get some severe thunderstorm buildup in those areas moving to the east. Now, severe thunderstorm threats will be split today as cold fronts from two separate low-pressure systems cross the upper Midwest and Great Lakes and southeast. Now, damaging straight-line winds, large hail will be the main severe thunderstorm threat. However, conditions are ripe for a few isolated tornadoes, and they cannot be ruled out. Now, a low relative humidity and below normal rainfall with continued elevated fire weather conditions are possible for the southeast, where temperatures for about the last 4 or 5 days have been at or near or above 100 degrees. Now, let's take a look at a warning that's up right now coming out of South Texas. Pearsall area headed towards San Antonio, might brush San Antonio in the direction it's traveling. You've got a severe thunderstorm watch and warning. You've got flood watches and warnings associated with this that came up out of the Mexican border, off the Mexican border, just south of Eagle Pass, and moved along to the east, northeast. It's moving very slowly, so the rain is saturating, and there is flooding reported in quite a portion of that area right there. Now, you've got more flooding to worry about along the Mississippi River and the Missouri Rivers, because down in the southeastern part of Iowa, from Bettendorf south down into the northeastern part of Missouri, down towards St. Louis and Memphis, Tennessee, the rivers are up. Many of the levees, the water's right up to the top of the levees. There could be some problems there. They're trying to correct it and contain it as best they can. But water is one of those things that you really don't have a lot of control over, especially when there's more coming behind it. And over in South Dakota by Rapid City, you've got some showers that have sprung up here in the last hour. You got some scattered showers across Nebraska. The same goes for Kansas, Oklahoma, pretty much the eastern part of Oklahoma, and pretty much the western part of Arkansas along I-40 right now. You've got some rain showers there. And up in central Illinois and over into central Indiana, it looks like you've got some rain there that's about ready to be gone because it's starting to dissipate. Now, up in Montana, Helena, Billings, Bozeman, Montana, you've got some rain. It's been raining pretty steady most of the night there. Still raining, excuse me. And in Nevada, across I-80, east of Reno, over towards Winnemucca, you've got rain there. And that's about it for the moment. And a freeze and frost warning way, way up in northern Michigan and the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. So be prepared. And always remember, your pilot, your Flying J's, your home away from home, great places now these days to visit. And, you know, you never know what you're going to find there. I mean, I was in a Flying J last week, and I think I told you I would stop by, and they had a Denny's. Meal was great. Fantastic. I'm going to try another one that's by me that I understand's got a Huddle House in it. And Huddle House used to be a favorite of my wife when she was alive. So I'm going to go over and visit it. I know where it's at, so I may be dropping in there over the weekend, taking a little drive like I'm going to. And I'm also going to go down Saturday to Mixon Fruit Farms and stop by the Mixon Groveside Cafe. I'll be in there about, maybe 1 o'clock for lunch, thereabouts, probably right around then. But don't forget, Flying J's, bigger and better than ever. The pilots, bigger and better than ever, and getting better all the time. Stop by and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. Might wind up with a free cup of coffee. All righty. Joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Friday morning to you. Okay, listen, there's some really strange stuff going on in North Korea, because I sent something to you yesterday afternoon, and I saw it, and it came off the wire, and I'm going, wow. You know, the second negotiation that they had, the nuclear negotiations they had, they kind of went south, right? The talks went south?
Yeah, Trump walked away from it.
And as a result, Kim Jong-un took some really drastic measures, and he he executed all the members of his nuclear negotiating team.
Well, it was the envoy that was assigned to the United States. So the top guy is essentially Mike Pompeo's counterpart. So, he instead of blaming himself, he blamed the envoy and executed him. He executed him, by the way, in March. It didn't just happen.
Huh. All right. So this was really something that was rather, what's the word I want here? It was typical Kim Jong-un. He's done this before.
Yeah, killing members of his own family.
Yep.
Yeah.
He did one with an anti-aircraft gun once.
And so here's where I would be if I were the United States. I would be putting some pressure on Russia, and I would be putting some pressure on China, saying, you know what, we can't deal with it with a maniac like this. And, the envoy was doing the right thing, and he didn't like it. He had him executed. Now, that's the excuse that he's putting out there, that the talks failed.
Yeah.
Well, it's got nothing to do with the envoy. It's got everything to do with Kim.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who does that?
Mm-hmm.
So I would be necessarily walking away, but that's just me.
Yeah, because this is very strange, because where do we go from here, the announcer?
Well, we had been always in these kind of back-channel conversations. I don't know when they stopped, but obviously they stopped in March when these executions happened, and some of the others went to what they call labor camps.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, it's not cool.
By the way, I got to say hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. And Catwoman, was that the best excuse you could come up for the trash outside the door of the truck? Gee whiz. They apparently, her better half opened up the door and had some food. Like they like to set it there in the corner and whatnot. And it went right out the door onto the ground beside the truck. And it looks like his entire lunch is laying on the ground there. But anyway. Okay. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, yeah, it's going to be one of those nights we got more stuff to talk about. The border. Oh, yeah, you bet. Wow. What a night. And the diseases that have come back. Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow. Typhoid fever. Who would have thought? All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why should I be? Why should I be?
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.